Welcome, everyone. I'm Brian Pugh. I'm the Executive Director of the Brain Injury Association of Maryland, and we're here presenting a webinar on a subject that's near and dear to my heart, the power of volunteering. We welcome you to this webinar and appreciate you spending time with us today. One of the things that we really enjoy and benefit from at the Brain Injury Association of Maryland is volunteers. Much of the initiatives, many of the programs, all of the events that we enjoy every year and enjoy putting on for the community every year is primarily run by volunteers. Our board of directors are all volunteers. Our executive committee is all volunteers. The people that chair the different committees are volunteers. And we find that they enrich our ability to serve the community. They bring a perspective. They bring their own life experiences to everything that they do for us and with us. We enjoy having them at our races and having participate with us on our events like the conference, the many things that we do. And so what I'd like to talk to you today about is opportunities that you can take to maybe volunteer for us, but maybe volunteer for others and really take a look at what volunteering can do both for you and for your community. And we're going to look at a variety of different aspects of volunteering. And then we're going to take a look at some opportunities within Maryland that you can maybe take advantage of. We talk with hundreds of people every year, individuals with brain injuries, survivor family members. We talk with healthcare providers. And many of those conversations center around, I want to give back. I want to have others benefit from my experience. I don't want other people to go through what I've gone through with my experience in brain injury, whether that be my experience with healthcare, whether that be my experience with insurance, whether that be my experience with banking issues or with government issues. And so there's lots of opportunities that you can take advantage of. And we're going to talk about some of those today. I'd like to start with, though, sort of the idea of volunteering and the aspect of what are you looking for? And when you want to volunteer, when you have this desire to give back and to help people, what is it that you're looking to fulfill? How are you looking to complement your life? What are you looking to share? Where are you looking to invest your time and your talents and your energy in trying to work with your community, improve the circumstances of your community? And that does take a little bit of reflection. So we're going to start with us thinking about, what exactly do I want out of my volunteer experience? And so we ask the question, why do you volunteer? And the most immediate answer is it's the power of helping and giving back to the community. It takes a village, and we all need to be invested in our environment. We all need to be invested in the people that we see every day and the people that we work with every day and the people that we live with. And at some level, maybe we want to do more. We want to leave a legacy in our community. We want to promote a certain aspect of our community or something that we enjoy. It's also an opportunity to gain new experiences and develop new skills. You want to go into a volunteer experience because I want to learn how to work with animals. I want to learn more about supporting the environment. I want to learn more about the legislative process and trying to move policies that I believe in forward. Maybe I just want to make my parks look nice so that when I go, I can enjoy it and that I can do something to help others enjoy it as well. And then what we find within our brain injury community, one of the biggest benefits and aspects of volunteering is the chance to meet other people and improve connections with everybody. And so one of the things that we've certainly learned over the last 3 years in the pandemic and COVID, and we've tried to address it in a variety of different ways, is that, when we were having to separate and not being able to be together, there was a real loss. There was a loss of community. There was a loss of feeling. We had a huge increase in mental health issues because we truly are, the human species is a community species. And so we really want to be together and do things together and benefit from the energies of others. And when you're volunteering, you know, you're going into a situation where you don't necessarily know the backgrounds of the people or where they're from, but you know that they are there because they have a certain aspect of their personality that wants to offer their time, talent, and energy in this particular issue. So maybe you might sit next to this person in the bus. Maybe you might sit next to this person in a cubicle. Maybe you might ride up in the elevator with them. Maybe you might walk past them every day sitting on a porch. And you wouldn't necessarily know that they also really care about the safety of animals. And so you're all of a sudden you're working next to them at the ASPCA or at, you know, at a shelter, an animal shelter. And it's like, wow, you know, I really had no idea that we had this connection. And where I normally wouldn't talk to you, or I normally wouldn't be friends with you, or I might normally not be, you know, in the same social circle, all of a sudden we have this unifying thing that can bring us together, and we have a chance to meet, learn about different people, and create these connections and create these new stories for ourselves. You know, we talk about some of the benefits of volunteering, and you can improve, we know that you can improve your mental and physical health through engaging. We certainly learned that over the pandemic, is that, you know, where we were so isolated and not being engaged and not getting out with others, that there was really a loss. And many people in our brain injury community also have this, because brain injury can be so self-isolating. You can be working in large crowds can be overwhelming, or being, you know, going shopping with all the lights and the sounds and the noises and the choices and the colors can just be, you know, can be overwhelming. You know, you may have gone to church every Sunday your entire life, but now it's just the music is too much. Seeing people is too much. It's too much going on. You can't enjoy that anymore. You maybe used to go out with your friends, but now the restaurants are too loud or too dark or smell in different ways that are upsetting to you. And you sort of lose those connections. And you know, you may have some cognitive issues. I get confused trying to go places. I get confused when I have to either park my car or find the bus route or make choices at the restaurant, or you know, I get lost when I go to places now, and that can be isolating as well. So working on your mental health, improving your ability to do these things, and then your physical health, getting out, getting active, you know, going out and working in the community garden, going out and, you know, helping with the horses in the community stables. You know, these are all opportunities for you to get out and physically fit. Let's say you're going to, you know, join a team and then do a fundraising run. You know, this is another opportunity for you to get together, train together, go to an event together. And again, it's all about, you know, what you're looking to do. You can, again, gain practical skills and experiences for career growth. And this is some ways, you know, when you can't find a job in the area that you want, you can volunteer in an area that you want. I don't know, you know, that much about computer science, but I can volunteer in the library and I can sit at the computer station. I can help people get to the programs they want. I can help people search the internet, and in doing that volunteer work, I can learn how to be better at working on the computer. I can enhance my personal growth and self-esteem through service. You certainly can do that. You certainly benefit when you're giving of yourself, when you're giving of your time, your talent, and your energy, and figuring out, you know, this feels really good to help this person. I know I made a difference in that person's life. I made that person smile. I greeted them, you know, when they came into the office or they came into the hospital, and I said, good morning, I'm so glad you're here. And they smiled and they relaxed, and they were in a tense situation, but I can be a calming voice. I can be a smiling presence. So, you know, you have that opportunity to both improve your own self-esteem, improve your own feelings of contribution, and then, you know, just learning how to be out in public, learning, practicing, being out with people, and all the wonderful experiences you can have with that. So before we continue and start looking at all the opportunities that are available to you, I think it's really important to sort of do sort of a self-assessment and think about, you know, why do I want to get into it? What do I want to get out of it? And where do I want to invest my time and energy, right? And so one of the things that we encourage you to do is, you know, what matters to you? Where is your passion? And you hear people talk about passion all the time, and finding your passion and living your bliss and those kinds of issues. And it's really important, because if you don't want to volunteer to do something that you hate, you don't want to volunteer, you don't want to invest your time and energy in something that's like, oh man, this is awful. You want to think about it a little bit, you know, what do I, and then set up your expectations, you know, in terms of what do I consider a good volunteering experience? What do I want to walk away and say, you know what, I'm pleased that I did that, right? And so we ask you, what cause matters? Is it working with animals? Is it working with children? Is it reading to kids? Is it working in a library and sharing books and your love of books with people? Is it working in an auxiliary at a hospital and pushing people around and getting them to the places that they need to be and being a calming presence and wonder, you know, in their circumstances, working with a nonprofit organization, helping them, you know, stuff bags for an event of the things that they need to hand out, working at a table at a farmer's market to represent, you know, some nonprofit organization. You know, these are the kind of things, what kind of things drive you? What kind of things do you want to work with? And you really need to take some assessment and think about those kinds of things. Secondly, you want to talk about, you know, what can I bring to the table? What kind of skills do I have? It may just be that I'm interested in being here. It may just be that I am going to show up and I will do what needs to get done and I will enjoy that experience. If you need me to wave a flag and park cars, that's where I want to be. I want to be helpful to you. If you need me to help register people, you know, maybe I can do that. Maybe that's something that I don't have to, I can sit down. I can, you know, if I'm in a wheelchair, I can be in my wheelchair and no problem. I can sit there and I can greet people, welcome them up. I can give them the information they need to get them to the next place. You know, there's a variety. So what can you, but you know, I was a nurse in a previous life, and my vocation was being a nurse. Is there something that you can, you know, help somebody with that as well? You know, go on a trip with somebody as a nurse or help somebody in the first aid station, you know? And then time commitment. How much time are you willing to contribute? How much do I want to do this? Do I want to do this every day, 5 days a week? Do I want it to be my job, of, you know, my job, my quote unquote, you know, my avocation, and do it every day? Is it something I want to just sort of pick up as things come along? So, okay, you have an event once every 3 months. That sounds like enough, and I'll just help you with that event. Or this is something where, you know, you need me in the summertime when people are on vacation, but you don't need me in the rest of the time. That's fine. Or it's too hot in the summertime. I'll work over the holidays in the wintertime. You know, how much time do you want to contribute? If it's something you want to do every day, that's a different process and a different type of volunteer experience that you're looking for, rather than just every once in a while. I want to be on the schedule, but I want to come up every 2 weeks. That's enough. You know, so those are the kinds of conversations you need to be having with yourself. You need to be having with your, you know, the people that support you, and sort of think about those kinds of issues. So section one is done. Are you ready to look? It's like, yeah, okay, I've kind of got it figured out. I think I know the area I'm looking in. I know about how much time I want to commit. I know what kind of logistics are involved in sort of getting to these things. I kind of have an idea. So let's start looking. So the question then becomes, how are you looking? How do you find opportunities in Maryland? So there's a variety of ways, and they have been evolving over time. You know, it used to be you want a volunteer experience, you'd like, you know, go to the community center and look at a bulletin board. But, you know, now we have search engines, we have websites, we have all kinds of stuff. So let's take a look at how you can find opportunities in Maryland. And just to let you know, these resources and everything you see here, you know, we're going to have them available for you that goes along with a packet with this webinar. So, you know, you can take notes if you want, but you don't have to, because we're going to give you the slides. We're going to give you these websites and give you these opportunities in the notes. So finding Maryland volunteer opportunities. So there are lots of Maryland volunteer websites. Okay. And Maryland volunteer websites, there's a comprehensive database of opportunities. There's also a website called Hands On Connect, and that's a platform connecting volunteers with organizations. And then, as I said, sort of quote unquote old school, you know, you have local community centers, and you know, many times they do still have bulletin boards, you know, help us with this dinner, help us with this fundraiser, show up and do this cleanup, you know, come to the, you know, come to the rec center and help us, you know, disinfect the balls and bats and helmets that the kids use, you know, one day a month, you know, we do this, whatever. So there's a lot of opportunities, both online and physically. So we also have other more broad-based websites, and these are actually national that are available, and they take as a clearinghouse all the volunteer opportunities, and they have them in one place, and they give you lots of criteria you can use. One of these is called Volunteer Match. You sort of plug in the things that you want to find, and it all spills out. Idealist is a wonderful, wonderful website, and it's available not only for volunteers, but it can also be used as an internship board, and it can also be used as a job board, because that's the largest clearinghouse of nonprofit employee internship and volunteer opportunities in the country. And so you type in, and you can type in, I want, you know, Maryland, this county, animals, and it'll give you all the opportunities that come forth in that. And then there's another one that it's a little bit more aimed at younger people, but, and it's primarily social engagement. It's primarily looking to make change. So that's going to be, you know, representing certain ethnic group rights policy group rights or environmental causes. And so it's called dosomething.org. And it's another opportunity that, you know, as you're looking through, you know, you never know what you're going to find, and you might find something that's more perfect fit for you. But just recognize those are more kind of like political action type initiatives and political action type volunteers, which of course there are thousands. You can also go to Maryland.gov. Maryland.gov is the official website. And actually you can, and we'll show you how to do this later, but you know, you can go in and you can just type volunteers, and it gives you all throughout the state, all over the state, all the volunteer opportunities that are available to you. Another great resource that we use and recommend using is local libraries. And, you know, during COVID, it was really hard to get to them, and they were kind of, you know, back and forth. But now this sort of, as we're emerging of this recording in the summer of 2023, most libraries are open. Most libraries have library staff in them. And again, you can go talk to the library staff and find out information about volunteer opportunities. And you can also see about searching for different ones. You know, they not only can help you find the opportunities at the library, but they can also help you find opportunities that we're talking about here online or you know, in other ways. And so it's a really great resource, and they're really looking to try and help, because, you know, libraries benefit from volunteer staff. And so they would be very interested in ensuring that other opportunities are made available to you if you're looking for volunteers. Community centers. There are community centers. There are rec centers. Most counties have them. They have more than one typically. And you can go in there, and not only can you find out opportunities to volunteer, but you can also see what else is going on. You may find other groups. You know, find out about other activities that you might want to engage with. You know, they have exercise groups and reading groups and, you know, gardening groups that you might want to be able to participate in as well. So these are all really good opportunities to be found here. Of course, Facebook is a phenomenal way to find other people. Those groups have just exploded since it first started. Almost everybody has a Facebook page. You can take a look and find out, I'm interested in comic book collecting. And you type in, you know, who's in my Maryland comic book collectors groups. And some of these groups actually meet in person. Some of these groups meet virtually. And you can create the community. You can create some of that vibe online. And then hopefully you'd be able to get together in person as time went by. LinkedIn, if you have a LinkedIn profile, or if you're looking for something more business oriented, you know, I want to volunteer at a bakery, I want to volunteer at an auto parts store, I want to volunteer, you know, find out more how to do those kinds of things and learn those skills and find out how to, that maybe then once I learn those skills after volunteering, I can maybe either, you know, do it more in a different environment, or, you know, maybe get a part-time job. I don't know. Those opportunities are there. And you can type in volunteer in LinkedIn. And they have, again, most nonprofits have a LinkedIn profile, and you can and search those opportunities. There's another thing called Meetup as well. And Meetup is another online resource, and it's actually created by groups, and it's designed, pre-COVID, it was designed to sort of create what it says, meetups. And so, I like speaking German, and I want to speak German with other people that like speaking German. And we can go in once, and then with that group, maybe we can go in and we can help speak German to high school students or something like that. So how do I meet them? Well, we meet every Thursday at 5 o'clock at the De Beer House or whatever. And you find out about that and Meetup, and then you can go in and you can sign up, and then you can show up. And then you can also see who's also signing up, so you can have some ideas of some of the names of the people that are going to be there. So you can be looking for Bob or Nancy or Dave when you do show up. And so that's another opportunity to gather, or that you can go to actual meetups. So, section threes. I like it. Section threes. So what is available? So we've kind of broken it down. We've taken a look at, okay, what am I looking for in a volunteer experience? What am I looking to bring to it? What am I looking to get out of it? We've got sort of an overview of some of the areas in which we can look, some of the places we can go to take a look at it. But if we're looking in Maryland, let's take a look at actual examples. And again, these are examples. These aren't these are just for information and assistance. This is just to put it out there to have you start thinking about more seriously opportunities, maybe how I can do, I have this calling that I want to do. So think about how we can do those things. So possible areas of interest. Okay. So we can talk about volunteering in healthcare. We can talk about volunteering for the environment, volunteering in education. We can look at volunteering in animal welfare. And again, these aren't comprehensive. It's whatever you bring to the table, whatever you're interested in. These are just examples of things that you can find in Maryland. Volunteer for nonprofits. Like I just said at the very beginning, Brain Injury Association of Maryland benefits greatly from volunteers. Volunteers help us run the organization. Volunteers help us run the events. Volunteers help us ensure that we are providing the best quality care, information and assistance to the brain injury community, both in Maryland and around the country. So we are heavily dependent on the volunteer force to keep our organization running. And then also volunteers with government. That sounds kind of odd, but it's actually, there are opportunities there. So let's just take a look. So Maryland volunteer opportunities. So just some quick examples. So Maryland Food Bank, absolutely. You can help, hunger is something important to you. You grew up and didn't have, enough to eat growing up. You want to give back. You benefited from the Maryland Food Bank. You want to make sure that other families can benefit from the Maryland Food Bank. And it could be something as simple as, you don't have to be the guy unloading the trucks, although you can be, but how about organizing the cans, organizing the food, putting it on the shelves? Somebody's got to do that. Somebody's got to pack the bag so that when people come through, they can pick up the different food that's available, sorting it, making sure that everything's good, making sure that the expiration dates haven't expired on some of the cans that you've received. These are all things that are done by volunteers and are very, very necessary and critical. What, that sounds kind of boring, Brian. Well, the reality is if I've got somebody here that I'm talking to and somebody here that I'm talking to and we're cutting up and joking up and we're making fun and we're having a good time, I have created a new community. I am part of a new community. I've made new friends and I feel really good about helping families that are in distressed by not having enough food to eat. These are all positive things. So you can take that experience. If it's not, I don't want to work indoors. I'm not really an indoor person. I can't imagine going to a warehouse and sorting cans. Well, maybe something about the Maryland Zoo. Maybe you can go to the Maryland Zoo and volunteer and you can help with animal care. You can have visitor experiences. You can learn about the different animals and the different history so that you can stand at the exhibit and talk to families and kids about the animals, right? You can be a docent and walk around the park. I have a question about this particular animal. Well, let me tell you about this particular animal. These are wonderful volunteer opportunities, and it's outdoors, right? And so somebody who is just really not interested in sitting in an office or doing something, you know, there are outdoor opportunities as well. And that's another consideration. Do I want to be in a controlled environment and air conditioning, or is that kind of where I spend my day? I want to be out in the park. I want to be out in the zoo. I want to be out in the woods. These are opportunities to think about just as you're kind of mulling through what you want to do. The Chesapeake Bay Foundation. Now that can be both indoors and outdoors. Chesapeake Bay Foundation can be, you know, going to the Chesapeake Bay and pulling garbage out, you know, on a garbage cleanup day. Or it could maybe be sitting at a phone bank and calling and saying, you know, would you be willing to help us clean up the Chesapeake Bay? Opportunities. These are all opportunities. Volunteer in healthcare. So we know that the Johns Hopkins Hospital has support to patients and families. I want to sit with somebody who's had a brain injury. I want to talk to a family member who's had a brain injury. My son had a brain injury. I spent time at Johns Hopkins, and I would have loved to have somebody sit next to me, tell me it's going to be okay, tell me what's going to happen, show me what to do. I had a brain injury and I was taken to Johns Hopkins. I want to make sure that, you know, the people that are in there, I can go, you know, visit with the inpatient. I can go, you know, talk to the people coming in for outpatient visits. I can work in their auxiliary. You know, I can work to support those things. Same thing with Mercy Medical. Addition, they may have also opportunities, and this is another one. They may have opportunities for community people to serve on their boards. They may have community outreach boards. We need people from the community to come tell us how we can be a better steward of the information that we have and be able to get it out into the community better. And we need to have those kinds of boards of visitors to tell us how we can do better and what we can do better and what kind of things can we do to improve. Boards of directors. Most hospitals are nonprofits and they need to have people from the community on their board of directors to give them the input that they need. Maryland Department of Health. There are plenty of public health initiatives. We need to, you know, shaken baby syndrome. We need to get the word out. Can you help us? We need to talk about click it or ticket. We need to talk about, you know, the need for buckling up and being safe. You know, there are child safety seats. There's all kinds of things that you know, the Department of Health can get out there. We're talking about brain injury awareness. We're talking about mental health awareness. Can you help us with that? You know, come man a booth at a health fair, or go talk to some kids about the importance of, you know, brushing your teeth or whatever. Lots of opportunities available in healthcare. Volunteer for the environment. Now, again, we're talking about the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. That was one of the examples. And like I said, it's an indoor outdoor thing. The Maryland Park Service relies on volunteers, you know, for clearing pathways, you know, making sure that, you know, blazing, going back and making sure that the trails are all blazed, making sure that people aren't, you know, anything that's broken, they can fix, or they can at least check it out. They need people cleaning up the parks. They need people minding the parks. There's a lot of opportunities within the Park Service, both. And you can look in the county, you can look in the state. There's, you know, any area that has a park probably has somebody that needs help. You may even have a park right down the street that would really benefit from having some flowers put in it, or having the garden weeded. You know, there's a volunteer opportunity just right down the street with your community park. Blue Water Baltimore is advocating for clean water and healthy communities. This is not just the Chesapeake Bay. This is all water resources. And you can learn a lot about the science of clean water. You can learn about the needs for clean water and the needs around it. And you can help them fundraise, like I said, either phone campaign. You can do a door-to-door. You know, there's a variety of things. I've got a Blue Water Baltimore sticker on my window in my house because my daughter was very heavily active in that as well. So another opportunity, supporting the environment. Volunteers in education. So we have the Maryland Literacy Association. Well, you know, I can't do a lot, but I can read. And there, I can sit down with somebody who can't read, and we can learn, you know, I can help them learn how to read. And just think about the worlds of possibilities you're opening up for another human being if you're teaching them who can't read to be able to read. Just think about, you know, the grandfather who is too embarrassed to be able to say, I can't read to my granddaughter. I'd love to be able to read to my granddaughter and read those books she brings home from the library, but I can't read. I can read. Can I teach somebody else to read? Do I know how to do that? Well, a lot of programs, they'll do training. they try to do training or they do orientation before you're allowed to volunteer. And so that may be giving you the tools you need to be able to teach somebody to read. And boy, just think about, you know, turn the change in somebody's life to go from not being able to read to being able to read. Just read forms, just read labels on cans, just read street signs, you know, just read menus. Think about that, how wonderful that would be. And you have a skill set. If you can read, can you give that skill set to somebody else? Maryland State Education Association. These are other outreach programs for kids. I have a passion for kids. I want to help kids. I want to see what kind of initiatives that they're trying to get out there. And I can support the Maryland State Education Association and both their fundraising and then also their ability to serve kids. And then, you know, again, book bank, same thing, promoting literacy. You know, if you love books and you want to share and you recognize the power that books can have in changing your life, and you want to share that, there are opportunities in that as well. I like working with animals. I want to work with animals, Brian. This is exactly where I want to be. Now, you know, so the Maryland SPCA, they're always looking for volunteers. Now, I will tell you, you know, I don't think it's any joke that if you come in as a rookie volunteer, you know, you're probably not going to be, you know, doing the marketing campaigns with the cute puppies. It's very likely you're going to go in and you're going to have to learn, you know, your cages got to be cleaned, bowls got to be washed, animals got to be fed. But you also, animals got to be loved, animals got to be fostered, animals got to be helped, continue to be healthy, right? Constantly, right? It's a 24/7 operation and there's always new dogs and cats coming in. And they desperately need help. We use the Maryland Zoo as an example. I think being a volunteer, being a docent, walking around, those are great opportunities. And then Defenders of Wildlife. This is more of an advocacy organization. So you may be called upon to, you know, call your legislature about legislation that's happening, that's harming wildlife in Maryland, you know, that's the development in a watershed area, you know, and they need you to help call your state representatives or call your local county officials to object to this, or at least make sure that the people are paying attention. So again, lots of opportunities. Volunteer for nonprofits. Again, you know, help with one of our events, or you can help us with outreach. Now that can be including speaking, you know, when we have to go either before the legislature or we have to talk to a grant maker, we need somebody with personal experience. You know, you can volunteer to do that. You can volunteer to come on a podcast and tell your story and get your story out that way. You can volunteer to, write your story down and let us put us on our website or send it out as part of our materials. These are all great opportunities. And we're not the only, any nonprofit would benefit from having somebody who can tell their story, who's willing to tell their story, who's willing to talk to others about their story, who's willing to share. Particularly in the areas of reducing stigma and normalizing, the cognitive and behavioral challenges of individuals with brain injuries, the challenges of being a caregiver. People need to hear these stories. American Red Cross. I got called just yesterday that, you know, there's a summer shortage of O positive blood. I just revealed that I have O positive blood, but they called, but it wasn't an employee. It was a volunteer. It was a volunteer who was coming in and saying, I'm going to help you, help our community and help our healthcare system by trying to recruit people to come in and give the blood that we need. That was a volunteer that called me, right? That will be a volunteer who will welcome me with a smile and have me sign in, right? They'll turn it over to the technicians. They'll turn it over to the individuals, but there are volunteers. Red Cross has to show up to some kind of emergency. Ellicott City, God forbid, floods again. You know, those are volunteers that go in. Those are Red Cross volunteers that go in and try and set up camp and try and help individuals. These are all volunteer opportunities. And then you've got the Image Center, which is in Towson, and they are wonderful. It is a center that's trying to make sure that individuals with disabilities have autonomy, that individuals with disabilities are able to, you know, live on their own if they want to, or live in a space where they want to, and have the activities and possibly the employment that they want. You know, they can help sustain independence for people with disabilities, and that's the Image Center. And there are this type of center Centers for Independent Living all over the state, and they definitely need help. So volunteers in government, this is where we were kind of talking a little bit more about, you know, county departments of parks and recreation. Every county has one, and you can, you know, monitor and preserve parks. You can do gardens. You can monitor and preserve wetlands, you know, cleanups. If you want to be, you know, be outdoors, or, you know, we were going to redo the mulch in the playground. We need help doing that. If you can't necessarily do that physically, then maybe you can make some phone calls and help us get, you know, have somebody give us, donate mulch, things like that. County departments of public safety. You know, this is one that you may or may not know about. I found out about that. Some counties, the fire department also does food supplies for emergencies. So if they go into a house and the house is all burned down to the ground, they have the ability to provide, you know, some kind of food and then clothing perhaps and things like that. And so those are volunteers are needed to find those, put those together, have those things assembled and ready to go. They also have fundraisers. I know that my daughter participated in. They did a cleanup and the community came out and helped just basically, you know, beautify or clean up the firehouse. And that could be anything from, you know, weeding or hosing things down or scrubbing stuff or, you know, whatever. But again, it's another opportunity that you can find in your public safety. You also have county departments of environment. So you can take a look at, and again, county departments of the environment are going to run parks. They're going to run facilities. They're going to need volunteers to sort of keep that. And again, many of those have auxiliaries, which are just groups of people that, you know, we need help over here. We need help over here. And they donate their time to make sure that the things that the kids need, that the community needs in the facilities happen. So what do you think? Is it possible? Are these possible? We've got lots of opportunities. We've got lots of things to think about. And one of the things that, you know, I really want you to consider is, do I want to push myself maybe? You know, maybe I've always wanted to do that, but I just don't think I can. And you also have to remember that, you know, if I'm applying for a job and I'm interviewing for a job, and I need this job because, you know, this is what I need to survive, right? And I want to support my family, I want to, you know, and pay my bills. That's not what a volunteer job is about. That's not what a volunteering is about. It's about how can I contribute and benefit my community and improve my community and help people with what I know, with my experience, with my abilities, and enhance the environment around me and enhance the quality of life around me. And so if I go into a situation where it's like, you know, I really like the idea of helping people not be hungry and fill their baskets. And I love the smiles of the families when I hand them the box of food. But if I have to see another can of peas, I'm going to scream. That's not a volunteer experience for you. And you can say, look, this is wonderful. And I appreciate the opportunity, but this is not a good fit for me. And I'm going to go find something else. And all of a sudden, and you have an opportunity. You know what I really miss is I like preventing hunger, but I want to grow the food. I want to be in the community garden. I want to be on my knees digging in the dirt. You know, I want to be away from people. I want to be away from all that noise. I want to be away from all the clanking and the, you know, the machines and everything. I want to be out in the garden, weeding and listening to the buzz of the bees and seeing the ripe tomatoes and plucking the strawberries and putting them in the basket and sending them to the food bank, knowing that somebody out there is going to enjoy this produce. Okay. So you've evolved, you've learned more. You don't have to be there. The idea of volunteer is I'm showing up of my own volition, knowing that I'm not going to get paid because I believe in this cause, because I believe in this is doing it. So, you know, don't be afraid to try something just because it's like, oh, that might not work out. but it might. And you know what? It might be that I really don't like driving to the building. The building is kind of big and scary, but once I get in there and I see Jerry on my left and Mabel on my right, and Tony is cracking his really bad dad jokes, it makes it okay. It makes it fun. And that's why I'm there. It's wonderful that I'm able to benefit the people, but the reality is I'm really enjoying the group I've created around me. And that's worth going back for. And then knowing that there is something even more altruistic coming out of it, that we are benefiting our communities and foods, you know, that's a bonus. But don't be nervous about trying something just to be different, right? Final thoughts. Okay. So wrapping this up, I'm so enthusiastic about this topic because I know I've seen the transformational effects that it has on people. I've seen the transformational effects that it has on organizations. I've seen, we've directly benefited from just phenomenal volunteers that show up year after year after year. And it's always, it's a surprise only in that, wow, they are so marvelous that they're, you know, we always wonder, are they going to come back? Are they going to be here? Will they show up? Will we have enough people to help us course marshal the event? Will we have enough people to welcome people for registration? And there they are. They're there. That's wonderful. It's fantastic to watch. And just to see how much fun people can have when they come, the new groups that they create, the new friendships they create. It's a marvelous experience. And our community benefits so greatly from that interaction and relationship. And so I really encourage you to consider volunteering as part of your day. So final thoughts. So again, reflect on the alignment with your interests and passions. This is something that you want to get out something out of. You want to bring interest into it, and you want to, what do you want to get out of it? What would you consider successful? You got to think about that going in, because if I don't have my expectations, I might be disappointed. But if I set my expectations and I'm disappointed, well, then I know this isn't a good fit and we're going to find something else. And we've given you some tools, and we'll give you some tools in the handouts of maybe finding something different. Think about the time commitment required by the opportunity. You know, are you going to have to try and figure out how to get mobility or find a bus route to get you there? Or is somebody going to have to drive you? Or is it going to cost you money to use an Uber to do that? Within wherever you're living, is that available to you? Is it realistic to think that you're going to be able to go 5 days a week? Is it more realistic to think you can probably go once or twice a week or once or twice a month? Recognize, particularly within the individuals in our community, in the brain injury community, fatigue. Will I be able to do this in the morning when I have less fatigue? Or is this something that's only in the afternoon when I'm not at my best, my batteries are blinking, and I might not have the energy necessary, and I might not enjoy it as much because, you know, and will I be able to, you know, negotiate that? Will there be a place for me to go take a nap? Will there be a place for me to go decompress if I start getting overwhelmed? You know, I want to do this. I don't know if I can do it for 8 hours. Can we start me at 3 hours and then see how I do? You know, and if they say, no, we only do full 8-hour shifts, it's like, okay, well, then thank you very much. And you go to the next opportunity. That's all it is. And I can assure you, I think there's over 35,000 nonprofits. And we know there's a government in every county. And we know there's a government in most cities, ostensibly. And we know there's state government. So there's lots of other opportunities if this particular opportunity doesn't work. And then think about the impact of volunteering on your community. I mean, I think that you have an opportunity to give your time and talent and energy towards something you believe in and something you want to move forward and something that you will enjoy, right? And so think about not doing it, what the community is missing by not having you engaged in that. You know, what could we benefit from that we're not benefiting from now if you would do it, if you would step up, if you would volunteer, if you could take the time one day a week, one day a month to engage and improve your community? And what's happening if I'm not doing that? So sort of, again, think about it. Think about it. We really want you to have a good experience and to ensure that our community benefits from your time, talent, and energy. Maybe not at the Brain Injury Association, but certainly somewhere out in the community. There's always people looking for help. And there's plenty of opportunities and there's plenty of need. And if you search your heart, find things that you really, really care about and are passionate about, well, then that's maybe where you need to be. So again, I'm Brian Pugh with the Brain Injury Association of Maryland. If you have any questions about anything we've talked about, you can call us at 800-221-6443, or you can find us on the web at www.biamd.org. And, we look forward to seeing you in the community and hope this has been a meaningful presentation for you and that you've really started thinking about, you know what? I can do that.